fact. Without which is bringing us real happiness. Spiritual happiness is real happiness. In this world, we are all searching for happiness. Without that, no one can exist. And the perfect expression of happiness is love and affection. In Sanskrit language, we call this bhakti. So, Guru Maharaj, he is the most prominent, well-known teacher of bhakti yoga. So, today we want to learn something and share that with you. So, I would like to ask a question to all of you. Two questions, let's start it. What is the most amazing thing in this world? Who can answer that? Most amazing thing in this world. So,
most amazing thing is that every day there are so many people who are going to the temple of Yamaraj. But remaining, they are thinking that I will never go.
Right.
This was the question asked in this
tomorrow. Right. Have you heard that? Prabhu Stare, Yamindu?
Prabhu
Prabhu Stare. The most amazing thing in this world is that every day, so many persons, animals, plants, little insects, they are dying every moment. But we think, I will never die, isn't it? I will remain here eternally. And we're making plans to be here forever and ever, to be happy with our friends, our family. We acquire so many objects to be happy, good car, nice dog, healthy children, a lot of money, yeah. And we say this is going to make us really happy. Everybody is trying very hard in this world. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that this process you can practice very easy in all the other species of life. Yeah. Now that we have arrived in human form of life, Labdha Sudula Bhamidam Bhagavan Sam Bhagavante. Manushyam Asadam Apriya Anitya Vira. So now we say the Napatek Avil Ritya Vami Shreya Shreya Vishya Kala Sarva Tapsha. In all the different species of life, animals, birds, yeah, demigods, we can enjoy sense gratification much better than in this human body. Now that we have finally arrived in the human body, we should not waste any time. We should understand that this human form of life, although it is temporary, it is most valuable because it can award us the highest perfection, the greatest happiness, the greatest wealth. At once, we should take advantage of this human form of life and search for that happiness which is imperishable, which is eternal. In this world, looking for happiness, we are making so many schemes. We have come on the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas to offer you the best scheme. So I want to ask a question again to all of you. We are here in Istanbul, yeah, in this room, Mandir, yeah, where we can hear about the true path of happiness. Now suppose that I invite all of you to come with me on a very nice boat, very beautiful, strong boat with all facilities are there. Swimming pool, tennis, boxing match. So many facilities are there for enjoyment. The best food is there. Liquor, alcohol, movies. All day you can enjoy to get utmost satisfaction. You can come with me on this boat for free. No entry fee. How many of you would like to go? want to come? Okay. Whoever wants to come? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Okay. Now I have to tell you there's one small thing which I want to share with you. That everything is for free, but at any moment something may happen. This boat may just rock the ice, what do you call that? Iceberg, or you may just, somebody on the boat may become really angry with you and drop you overboard. So the whole world on the boat, they have some qualities which are not so favorable for our happiness. Some may be very greedy, envious. Some may be more beautiful than you. Some may be very strong. And everybody on this boat, they will come to the point that this boat will hit rock bottom. This is going to happen. One day. Like you remember, there was a very good boat, Titanic. So many rich people went on that boat and they thought, oh, wonderful, we're going to enjoy. Are you going to come back again to the land? But this boat will not come back to the land. The Titanic never reached the land safely. But then I have another question for you. There's another boat. This boat is a very good captain. The captain is the spiritual master. The bona fide, seven realized spiritual master is the captain. There is very good sails on the boat. And the wind is provided by all the good instructions of the Vedic knowledge, which is so vast that even if we spend our whole life reading and studying these literatures, we won't have enough time. And by reading and studying this, happiness, internal happiness, mindfulness. So coming on this boat, and this boat will come, will start here, and it will go to that point where there is no birth, death, old age, and disease. Where there is no envy, greed, hatred, lust, and all these bad qualities that we experience here. Who wants to come on this boat?
Okay,
very good. Majority. So there's one hotel bar here, and you should think very carefully. If you want to come on this boat, you have to be a little bit disciplined. No intoxication. Worldly intoxication. You can get intoxicated by chanting the Maha Mantra, which gives so much joy and happiness that you will be high forever. This Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It will make us so happy that we will forget all the misery that we have to experience in this body. We will transcend all the age, dirt, death, disease, all the difficulties which are caused by other living entities, by nature, by our minds, mind always giving us problems. By chanting this Maha Mantra, we will become so happy. Especially if we come on this boat, when we chant this Maha Mantra in the association of Sri Guru and Vaishnava. So no intoxication. Who's ready to give all the intoxication? Good. Very good. So no meat eating. No cruelty. We will respect all living entities. We will take that food which is very wholesome, very nutritious, very much favorable for our spiritual happiness, obtainment. So no meat, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication means no alcohol, wine, drugs, marijuana, sympathy, whatever you can find, stop it. Then, proper behavior. If we are married, we are married to somebody, one husband, not changing all the time. No harm, you want to be married? No problem. But don't change all the time. Be fixed in your situation and always engage your ears in hearing and desire. From the lotus lips of Sri Guru and Vaishnava. This where your journey will be very, very smooth and easy. And before you know it, you will reach the other side of the ocean of birth, death, old age, and disease. And you'll never have to take birth again. And while being on the boat, the Harikatha is so beautiful that people will become inspired to remember and to look forward to meet our eternal most beloved. See, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will hear so much about him that we will become overjoyed. And then we remember, oh, he has always been with me, Krishna. Abhi Paramatma, he is accompanying us within our heart. He is never forgetting us, always reminding us what is good for us. And we always want to follow, but it is very hard unless we are on that boat, yeah, in the association of sadhus, under the guidance of Sri Guru. So this is our invitation today. Come with us on this boat and cross the ocean of material suffering and be happy forever. Hare Krishna.
Why are you
Literally this word, the Samsara shows that karma, then tapasya, etc. What is the or no? How do you is the best? Who will be the judge to give the judgment? Send the way to Ananta Lake. Ananta means he has so many hoods, taking the whole world on his hood. There is to him an approach, they are conditioned. Who is true? Ananta has told, I am carrying the burden of the earth for assigning unlimited. Maybe all of you can take it a burden or you may, then I can take some rest and reply. This time is told, I have taken so much hard authority, so much karma, I have so much knowledge. I give you all proof of that which we must initiate to our point. As soon as another day took his hood off of Prithivi, immediately, Sunami died away. He after started, maybe after that, take it back. After that, he looked towards Prithivi. What is this? Replied, how did he come to Hansavi and replied, and then he argued, I know nothing, I have never given any authority. I have no knowledge about karma and then, but I give some adhusanga when I get chance. But I can give only one moment of adhusanga that is not to feature in one point. So on the way to his good back, out from the Prithivi Devi, there is no chaos in the Prithivi. After few hours, this Sankarajan Prabhu, he has taken enough rest now. Now we have to give the decision to our judgment. Another day, smiling, replied, you have given judgment yourself. The Sankara said, how come that I am giving judgment? Then another day replied, when you are giving the result of your austerity and karma and gain, immediately within a second, I was starting to see tsunami waves, starting tsunami waves, all the everything started. And other than, Vasishtha Rishi given only one moment of his sadhusanga. Still there is no chaos in this city. That means your whole life, austerity and karma gain is inferior to sadhusanga. The sadhusanga is the best. The disciple is substitute. Now, question arises, somebody's mind, is there any sadhusanga is resulting also? I'll give you another example of resulting. You know Lord Ram, who invaded Lanka and destroyed Ravana and his fucking kingdom. When Lord Ram went to exile to fulfill his father's desire, taking brother Lakshman and Sitaru potency Sitaridhi. Sitaridhi kidnapped by demon Ravan. Ravan had two more brothers, Vibhishan and Kumbhakarna. Vibhishan told, oh my dear brother, you have so many queens. One of them is necklace beautiful. Why keep the other twice? It is not good for you. It is very bad for you. Better you return to her husband. Then Ravan told the Sahaji, take him and kick him out from his kingdom. At that time, Sitaridhi was going on for battle between Lord Ram and Ravan. And Vibhishan came to Lord Ram. The minister of Lord Ram, like Sukri, Jambavan, all told, Lord means no, told him in shelter. Because he is brother of enemy, he may come here to understand our weak point, then go back, then he defeats us. Then Lord Ram looked towards Hanumanji. Hanuman told Prabhu, if you want, the moment is the test of the whole world and experience again. What do you fear from Ravana and what Vibhishan can do? Due to association of Hanumanji, Vibhishan became very great devotee of Lord Ram. Why? When Hanuman came to Lanka for searching mother Sita Devi, that even minute form he was standing here and there, he entered the royal palace of Ravana. Ravana was drinking with drinking alcohol. A very extremely beautiful lady was sitting with me, drinking alcohol. First Hanuman thought, maybe Sita Devi. No. Second one told her, Sita Devi never lived with other men. Second cannot drink alcohol. you are moving, then that sound, Ram, 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 then it came down, the division. Then there is some kind of between division and Ram. This is a moment association of Hanumanji. Division got felt out of Lord Ram and became a serious Ram devotee. And when Lord Ram filled Ravan and the whole dynasty and made him to division see. Can give me another example of Dapatyu. In Dapatyu, a good association who appeared in Bhagavan, you may have heard that day, who manifests Bhagavatam in this world, he had one son, Sukhdev. As soon as he took birth from his mother's womb, he was about 16 years in the womb of his mother. He ran away from the house, went to forest. That's the grand level that seeing his back could not do so. One day that they saw that so many hunters came to the forest. Then Dasgupta asked, oh my dear friend, where are you going? They told me you are going to get some parrots and he's selling the market by that he's living or he mentioned our life. And Dasgupta told, I can give you one mantra. If you recite this mantra, then you can get so many parrots. Then Dasgupta told them, Varha Pulam Natalodokum Parmayo Parinikarum. Vishwa, Vishwar Vasatan Mutavisam Bhayyam Chinchamalam Ranghan Vyodhas Dhyapuram Govahindari Vindavarnam Sakadaranam Sarasabhita Sikhi. The beauty of Krishna. When they recite, they take so many parrots. And one teenager comes to them and told, oh my dear friend, how far yet learn this mantra? Then they can only have from our Guruji. When the teenager, he has completed this verse and told, can you ask the Guruji, he's so beautiful, what is quality? So he can tell you tomorrow, don't worry about that. Then they came back, and the second part, they came to that day. Oh Guruji, something extraordinary happened today. He got so many carrots, and one teenager boy completed his job, sent to us and asked, from where he got this cloth, this mantra? And can you ask the Guruji, he is so beautiful, what is his quality? And that is very happy. He understood, he is not other than his son today. Then he told, Aho Bhatiyam, Tanakaya Kutam, Siham Karaspatakti, Ledhe Bhatiyam, Kikanta Tannam, Tambhadyaru Saranapa Dema. Sutana Rakshasa was Sutana. He came to kill Krishna, but what he received, he got motherly destination. For Sutana ke mentioned in our Bhagavatam, Sutana Gavadati Nira Kuti Dhirasana, Siddham Sayati Hraya Sananda Sama Sadhgati. When his Maharaj Council held a meeting, who will go to kill his enemy? There are Bhagatu, Bhagatu, Chanu, Mukti, Sautra, so many. Putana told, in a click I can do this job. Then I could do some other effort. I dress myself by a beautiful lady and I put very strong poison in my dress and sit in the house of boy, they will die. So Putana is desired with this in his heart. So many are there, they are giving a skeleton form. Putana Pilati is her form, Putana. Putana means put na Putana. Put means purity, man means no. Fire means no purity, Sutana. Or Sutana means put means son, no means na. Who has no son means no children. Always until mother has no kids, death will not come down. So Sutana has no children. So there is no question that death will come down from our bread. Sutana. And what is his academic qualification? Sutana writing Bal Hakini. I can kill baby boy easily. That was the necromancy that we, Rakshati. Even if you have any other skill, that is writing Sudhira Asana, I can bring fresh blood of small baby. Why you want Prabhupada in Kamsa's kingdom? That Sutana Pilati in her form? Kidham Shaya Asu Harale, I want to kill Hari. What method is adopt for that? Tonam Dastapo, I receive my destiny. And what you want for this, Kadavi? Only love and affection of Maharaj Kamsa. And what is? Bhagavan Krishna?
TV, mother, give her mother this destination. So due to the Sadhu Sangha, this hearing beast, Sukadev Goswami came to Bhakti and recite all of Bhagavatam Vyasadriya Parikshit Maharaj. So due to the attention of Bhakti, Sukadev Goswami attacked this campaign. So he has been in substitute, both introduced and disconnectivity, Dr. Shoot, and just the example of Sukadev Goswami Bhakti and Kisadu Hanumanji and Vivekanji and Kulji Yudhar or Jodai Mahal and so many. So nothing to do more experience about Kali Yuga. Even in this world, in Western world, first, our spiritual grandfather, this Kalyatra Sukhi Sukha, the Mukti Kodan, Mukti Vilapra Kani Maharaj came. And there are so many issues in this world. Due to his association, which is became happy. And now they have been husband. And even when Gurudev was before the air, Gurudev was in Hawaii, part of the North State of America, and Korea and China. When Gurudev was given this lecture, the Chinese devotees asked example for Sadhu Sangha of Kali Yuga. Then Gurudev told, look, you all are. You can eat any insect, any snack, everything. Due to Gurudev association, they became devotees. In China, there were thousands of devotees. Even one good priest, he has over 50,000 followers. He took initiation from Gurudev. And now they are basically one temple, temple of Bhagavatam, that any teacher from India can be on this year. So only you can get happiness and peace and tranquility of mind on your Satsang, nothing else. Hare Krishna.
India. One day to preach
It might be knowledge, might be culture, might be karma. You said not first Shastrachari has come here. Our presence about more than 30 times the whole world, given the message of the Sanatana Dharma under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has preached Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in the whole world in a couple of years. In a couple of years, he has translated from an authentic book, started teaching centers here and there, in the midst of ocean, on the top of mountain, here, there, this is very important. So I come to give that very message to the audience. Really, general people don't understand what is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Mane eternal, means eternal. The religion, the knowledge, the bhakti yoga, is transcendental. So, Sanatana Dharma means he is the eternal, part and parcel of Krishna, and eternal subject of Krishna. This is eternal Sanatana. The Gita, the Bhagavad, everywhere that you go. Mamai Manto, the Nuiva Loke, Jeev Rupa Sanatana. So Jeev is Sanatana. Eternal. But now it is bonded by Maya. We have forgotten it. So we are moving in the endless chain of endless birth and death in this rotation of life. So there are two things. One, Chetan, one jerk. One Santa, one fact, another finger, and finger, four. Functions are also two types. One Vipul Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, Sarvashaktimaan, and omniscient, and the deep controller of Maya, our melody comes in this flashes of Maya. So, those jivas are here, they are in control of Maya, individually Maya of Lord, and they have forgotten this. They are thinking that this body and myself, and this body. And my wife, my children, my husband, my health, everything is mine. And so, he gave the whole body. In such great situation. And thus they are not happy. Because they have left Ananda my Krishna. The embodiment of happiness is Krishna, and they have left the service. How is it? So, Shiva Jatanatana, and also Supreme Lord Krishna, he is Sanatana. Oh, Bhagavan, oh, Bhagavan, not to go for Yautita, Janamitram, Paramanandam, Purna, Brahma, Sanatana. So, Krishna is Sanatana. Narayan, Ramchandra and all are Vaibhav Prakash. Opulence of Krishna. Who might compare Krishna? It is Janata Tava Pumsa, Krishna to Bhagavan. Giving a touch, Krishna to Bhagavan. So both are transcendental. They are living in transcendental. How they can be? That can be by process of love and affection. And that is called bhakti. Nowadays, so many people, they are seeking yoga, partnering, or exercise of body. You can do so much exercise of body. It's yours. But one day you cannot see. You will be old. Any doctor, scientist, anyone can escape your shoulders. You are bound to be old. And after some time you will be too old and become disabled. What you will take with you? What you have collected in this world, can you even a training? Then why is life dirty and monkey always for so much labor? Why not accept the process how you can be helped? Krishna is embodiment of health. Therefore, get in him and satisfy him, we are unhappy. So if any house finds the mercy of Krishna, by any guru, as your life, Sadguru, we know that who are you, he will reply. That you are part and parcel of God, Krishna, Supreme Lord. You are not this body, but in body, there are two things. One jiva, and soul or super soul. And super soul. Krishna is super soul, he is one, and souls are so many. In each body, everywhere, the souls are different. Now they are practicing happiness, but they have left the embodiment of Ananda, Krishna. So how can that are moving, traveling, indeed. So many speeches of life, the Sanskrit has been termed Chaurasi Lakha Yogi. In fact, only speeches of life. Such a universe, Ananda Sukha. But by the previous, any Sukriti, that acquired pious activity, it will reach any realized guru, then he will show, oh, you are not. You are so part and parcel of Krishna and yet eternal servant of Krishna. And then, he practices bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? This is Bhagavad. It has been told that at a time, at once, in the Nisharanga, on the site of Gomti Vihar, very sacred place, 88,000 of parishioners gathered there. And they are hearing and they were talking about Maya, that consume is coming. How to step down? Get rid of that Maya. In the meantime, the disciple of Sula Sukhdev Goswami, Sukha Goswami, and then he can say, right? And told the name Sukha Goswami, you are disciple of Sula Sukhdev Goswami, realized so, and Sadhguru, where apart from him, all magic literature habits, knowledge, culture and family. So, what is the essence of that? That a man can be happy. Not man, his soul will be happy. Yayatma, Samsari is the thing. What is it? Same question for us. You are starting from a born happiness. Body, youth, and marriage. Beautiful wife and beautiful children. Your age, when can it be? But when it is the end of year, you will be too old, you cannot do it. Walk without a stick, and one day you will become ill. So, you should tell not the essence of all the literature, magic literature, and what you have heard from your Guru Dev. How Atma will be happy. Then that all, that how we can be happy. That is very important. If so, in a moment it comes out, that what will be? It will be rotten. And still you will have to get in grace, either fire and dust. It will be. If fire, then what it will be? His body coming to us. And if you give him that so many wants to be eaten, so you will be starting to. This is body. But so the eternal. So he asks how soul can be happy. And we should keep as this question that how our soul is. You should know that now you are young. And then we are very happy. But when you will be told, so happy. At the time of death and birth, so great birth pain. I said that if as the millions of scorpions are fighting, so much. But now we are forgotten. So, and then Sukhmur Swami told, they took pranam for his Guru Dev and then he said, Samai Punta, Paro Bhakno, Jako Bhakti, Yadok Sade, Ahe Sukhya Avasya, Yadhati Samsya. Supreme Lord is Krishna. And he is out of our senses. Beyond fire. You cannot touch him. You cannot hear him. Without a fault. So, whom you will do bhakti. Bhakti do. Why do? That is, Rupa Goswami has told me in his list, Anna vidarsita shunya. Jnana karma abhi naptasam. Anukulena Krishna nukilanam. हिंदी समझिए बहुत से लोग यहाँ आए हैं जो हिंदी समझ हिंदी है नहीं है हिंदी समझने वाले तो अन्ना विदा की दासुन ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनाथ मीन कल्टिवेशन ऑफ ऑल ऑफ बॉडी माइंड senses and out of senses that is called our divinely engaged our own and our artistic relationship with the guidance of Guru Vaishnava. And it will not be covered with Jnana Artha. Without knowledge, you cannot. But Aham Brahma, Satam Phalujam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Jnanam Brahma, and Brahma, and after liberation, it is Nisha and Brahma. Oh, this is again bhakti. So, it is after our Bhagavad has told that Jnane Prayasam to pass Janava. Always, in Bhagavad, just there has told, like he has made or Jnana. So, if not covered by Jnana and covered by Karma, without Karma we cannot live as needed. But that Karma, by Karma Bhakti, will come into that. Master Karma is prohibited. Master Karma means whatever I am doing to satisfy me. And Bhakti, whatever I am doing, this is the difference. So you should also try to follow this. That whatever you are doing, do to please. But how it will come? It will come. So there is a life show, that is all to do. Because in the Shastra is acting to do. Tasmat Guru Rolamatra Pasitesha. Sikhyasu Kheya Sikhya. Shastra is Paresha Mishra. Parthan Mishra Nama. If you are realizing this world is full of unhappiness, that is no happiness. So challenging this, what you are doing from beginning of my life and up to, oh, it is truthful. If you do bhakti, get something. But if you are not, you are smart karmi, doing everything for you, then for this rotation of what kind is punya path, oh, of the swarga, punya path nara. It is very simple. You must know that if you are not solving the bhakti of Krishna, then one day you will die and you will come as donkey, monkey, dog, the horse, the fishes, and all the respective varieties. You must know. Meat means S-E-A-T-V. Heavy meat, E-A-T, to whom you are eating, they are standing in a row to take the revenge, and they will cut you and kill you. And in Hindi, monster. मांसा खाते जिसको हम खा रहे हैं वो हमको खाएंगे इसलिए डोंट टेक एग मीट वाइन स्मोकिंग एंड ऑल अदर एंड चार्ज
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
अदर साइड टू बी एट 55 टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा इज नेम something out of, oh, realize the truth. Then surely by their sudden association, you will be liberated and you will go to Guru Vrindavan, the abode of Anandama and Krishna, and you will be happy for it. Go,
Hare
Krishna! Oh, you can sing any Krishna.
Rather,
Shri Prabhupada Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol, Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad Pranam, so you there? We'll conclude our webcast from Las Vegas with Srila Gurudev. Thank you for joining us. Starting on Saturday, this coming Saturday, we'll be live from Houston. Please join us then. We'll email with the times. Jai Shri Ram.